Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Gordon Lemming Field, Lafayette Central Catholic High School. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game between the West Lafayette Red Devils as they travel here to Lafayette Central Catholic. Both teams, members in the Hoosier Conference of the West Division. We'll mention West Lafayette just finishing up their infield practice. Lafayette Central Catholic has had infield prior to West Lafayette. The umpires are here. They're going to wear the overshirt right there, the overcoat, the red, white, and blue sleeve. They're going to stay warm, but I got to admit, today, a lot better day than it was yesterday. Yesterday was pretty drizzly. They said it was blustery. It was about 50 degrees for a high. Today, getting up to 60 degrees, the sun is shining. We'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic High School is hopping tonight. I believe they got a tennis match going on over there. Look across the way behind the home run fence here on the baseball field. I believe they have softball practice going on. Look over here at the track, the football field, and they're having a full-fledged track meet right there. You may hear some PA announcing over the microphone for the track meet. A lot of folks out there are doing the pole vault, high jump. They're doing the discus. It was doing the shot put. They'll do that in just a little bit. But this place is hopping tonight. We'll mention this internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO, that's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. So they're getting ready to have a coach's meeting right now, Coach Bourdonnais, out there near home plate, talking with the umpires. Coach Aaron Wood walking out right now. Got to talk to Coach Aaron Wood. What a quality guy. Really enjoyed myself talking with him. He's working in year number 14 as a varsity baseball coach. He tells me 19th year coming up. I believe it's 19th year coming up. He is a football coach. He's an assistant for Coach Shane Fry. And I will mention Coach Aaron Wood coaches the running backs and special teams. And I spoke with Coach Aaron Wood about his dad. His dad's 25-year basketball coach for West Lafayette High School. I got to do an interview with him. It was very nice, and I'll never forget that. What a kind gentleman, Aaron Wood's father. So they're going over the parameters right now, letting them know, Coach Bourdonnais letting them know where the ball may get through, where it may not. So they're talking about that right now, and we'll mention a little bit about West Lafayette High School. First, we'll talk about West Lafayette senior athlete. That's Aubrey Flynn. Aubrey Flynn, she tells me she's got a brother on the JV team. He's at practice right now. Aubrey Flynn is a photographer. She works for the school newspaper, and she told me she's got an Instagram account, and you can reach that account by going to @_Aubrey, that's AUBREY, and then put an S on the end of it, Aubrey's Photos. So it's @_Aubrey's, with an S, Photos. So check out her account. She's probably a pretty good photographer. So we'll mention West Lafayette Red Devils. Their school was founded in 1939. They have a school enrollment of 754. For baseball sectional, they'll be a Class 3A sectional 20, six in their sectional. In their sectional is Frankfort, North Montgomery, Northwestern, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette, and Western. The principal at West Lafayette High School is Ron Schreiner. The athletic director is Joel Strode. Joel Strode is also the assistant principal. And the athletics administrative assistant, that's Kathy Slaughter. We'll mention West Lafayette High School is located at 1105 North Grant Street, West Lafayette, Indiana, 47906. can reach them by telephone at 765-746-0400. On the web, it's hs.wl.k12.in.us. They wear the colors scarlet and gray. They perform in the Hoosier Conference West Division. They're currently 1-6 on the season. They're 0-2 in the West of the Hoosier Conference. The head coach, as mentioned, is Aaron Wood. Their next game on the agenda is going to happen tomorrow night. It'll be a home game with Lafayette Central Catholic at 5:30. We're going to set this down.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Heavenly Father, help these athletes to see the things that last in this changing world, to keep their eyes always fixed on you. Help them to be good students, strong athletes, and an example of deep faith. Help them to be just and fair in all their endeavors. Give them the strength that comes from you alone. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That's our national anthem. Opening prayer prior to the anthem. Knights are going to stay in the field. They're going to play defense first. And West Lafayette will be the visiting team. They're in the third base dugout. The Knights occupying the first base dugout. Knights are wearing the white uniforms with the pinstripes. And I'm going to get some warm-up tosses right now on the pitcher's mound. Doing the pitching today for Central Catholic is number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, will let you know a little bit about Keaton Brooks and his pitching for this young season. We'll mention Keaton Brooks. Where's number 34? And he's getting ready to take the mound right there. Left-handed hurler has been pitching well, hitting that outside edge pretty much on demand. When he wants to, he can. And we'll mention around the infield his catcher, battery partner Ryan Schumer. Where's number 7? At first base, T.J. Bell. Here we're number 18. At second base, number 12, Owen Munn. At shortstop, number 24, Evan Deanhart. At third base, number 9, Hudson Gutwein. In left field, it's number 3, Jackson Kane. In center field, number 33, Bren Robbins. And in right field, number 14, Tyler Fox. The designated hitter in the ballgame, player GH for Central Catholic, is going to be number 27, Ben Mazur. And Ben Mazur will be doing the pitching today, and we'll mention Keaton Brooks he's going to be the pitcher today, and Ben Mazur will be the DH. So we'll go from there, and they're going to throw one down second base. And they're going to throw the infield ball in. We'll mention get ready to bat for West Lafayette. First three batters will be number 2. He'll be the leadoff batter in today's ballgame. That's Ben Wirth. Ben Wirth plays center field. Second batter in the lineup will be number 9, Evan Cook. Evan Cook will do the pitching for West Lafayette Red Devils. And third batter in the lineup will be number 12, Jack Schaefer. Jack Schaefer plays third base. So get ready to have first pitch here, 5:31 on the wristwatch. Beautiful day on the diamond, about 60 degrees. Sun is shining. Stepping in, left-handed batter. Number two, Ben Wirth. First pitch from Keaton Brooks. Outside edge, called strike. No balls, one strike. Keaton Brooks pitches now. Left-handed batter's box. Ben Wirth. Here comes the second pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Ben Wirth in the batter's box for the Red Devils. Red Devils wearing the gray uniforms laced in red. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, two strikes. West Lafayette kind of reminds you of the Ohio State type of uniform. There's a wind. Here's the pitch. The 1-2. Ground ball in the infield. Back to the pitcher. High hop. Fielded there by Keaton Brooks. Gets off an underhand. It's to T.J. Bell. There's one out. We're in the top of the first inning. Rex Lafayette doing the batting. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 9, Evan Cook. Evan Cook, he'll do the pitching in today's ballgame. Right-handed batter stepping in straight away. First pitch from Brooks. Outside and tall, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Stepping back in, Evan Cook. Here comes a wind. Here comes a delivery. They'll take a foul ball out of play, straight back. They'll get the batting cages. It'll hop right up there. So count goes 1-1. Evan Cook wears number 9, a member of the senior class. Here comes a wind from Brooks. Outside of ball. Trying to backdoor curveball. Couldn't quite get the grip he wanted. Count goes 2-1. He'll step back up on the rubber. 2 feet on the rubber, peering in. Looking at signals from Schumer. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. Healthy cut right there by Evan Cook. He'll adjust those batting gloves. Tighten them back up. He'll step in. There is no pitch count here in high school. Some people will say yet, but I doubt if it'll happen for any time soon. This stroke to the left field, just foul. Down the third base line, probably 10 feet foul on the foul line. Goes into the corner, picked up by Jackson Kane. So he'll stay in the box with that 2-2 count. A nice stroke right there as Ryan Schumer hands the bat back to him. He'll step back in the right-handed batter's box, Evan Cook. Two balls, two strikes for the second time. Peering in looking at signals. Here comes the wind and the 2-2. Outside and high, ball three. Count goes 3-2. Keaton Brooks going to saturate that thing. He'll wipe off and set back up on the rubber. 3-2 counts to Evan Cook. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, he'll pop one skyward. It may be playable. It is playable. Good effort right there, Ryan Schumer, near the dugout. Off the glove, couldn't hold it. My guess is he was more concerned with the fence right there. He was about 3-4 feet away from the fence. But you got to admit, that fence wouldn't be any fun to hit. So he'll step back in the box. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Ball's live. Here comes the 3-2 again. Outside, ball four. Evan Cook, quality at bat without a doubt. He'll jog and he'll somewhat sprint to first base. He'll keep the batting gloves on. Stepping into bat, the 3-hitter for the Red Devils is number 12, Jack Schaefer. Jack Schaefer, another right-handed batter. He's going to play third base in today's ball game. Working from the stretch. Keaton Brooks, here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Just step back in, Jack Schaefer. Jack Schaefer's a 3-hitter. He's going to step out, time granted. And step back in. Ball's made live. There's the set position. Here's the pitch from Keaton Brooks. Swing and a miss. Tight inside half. came up empty. Count goes 0-2. We'll check the wristband. Coach Aaron Wood there at third base. Working from the stretch, now a set. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Shortstop. Going to be played by Evan Genhart. He'll flip to second base. They'll get the out at second base. Get the force out. Thinking about the double play. Well done right there. Evan Genhart to Owen Munn. Owen Munn in the exchange. Nearly dropped the baseball. Did not. Didn't make a throw to first. Runner at first base now with the fielder's choice is Jack Schaefer. Stepping into bat, right-handed batter, Manny Gaeta. Manny Gaeta, the right-handed four-hitter, swing and a miss. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. A step back on the rubber, Keaton Brooks. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out of the box, Manny Gaeta taking signals. Four-hitter. There's one out. Check that. There's two out. Here in the top of the first inning, here's the pitch. Foul tip around home plate. You'll stay right there. Might have got off the foot right there of Manny Gaeta. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. There are two out here in the top of the first inning. Runner aboard at first base is Jack Schaefer. He reached by fielder's choice. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, two strikes. Back in the rubber, Keaton Brooks taking signals from Ryan Schumer. Looks at first base out of the stretch. Now the set, here's the pitch. Swung on, he's going to pop one. In the shallow center field, it's going to be caught. Diving forward, backhanded catch. Bren Robbins makes the circus catch. In shallow left center field. What a catch. Probably the best catch I've seen this year in the outfield, maybe even in the infield. So they'll set down with one aboard. They'll leave one aboard. And we'll mention the Knights will bat here in the bottom of the first inning. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by FTCSales.com. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Look and find FTCSales.com in the Weekly Auto Trader. And now you can also find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 24 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana, 46041. Around the diamond for West Lafayette. Doing the pitching is Evan Cook. He wears number 9. Behind the dish, that's Fisher Trotsky. He wears number 14. He's the catcher. At first base, Andrew Von Werder. They'll wear number 7. At second base, Julian Smith. They'll wear number 11. At shortstop, Manny Gaeta. They'll wear number 23. At third base, it's Jack Schaefer. They'll wear number 12. In left field, number 21, Max Mullis. In center field, number 2, Ben Wirth. And in right field, number 20, Valen Hedden. They're going to throw one down right now. Evan Cook on the pitcher's mound. Stepping in, Evan Cook wears number 9. He's got his ERA is 9.13. He's got 7 2/3 games under his belt. This is appearance number 3. It's his start number 3. He's faced 43 batters, 171 pitches. He's allowed 10 hits. He's allowed 3 runs. All 3 runs were earned. He's walked 9. He struck out 11. And 3 of those batters went down looking. Stepping in, first batter for the Knights, number 12, Owen Munn, the second baseman. Third base, Right there, that's Jack Schaefer. He's in on the grass. First pitch high and outside. Ball one. Evan Cook, he has some velocity. Exemplifies that with pitch number one. Piranha, he's working out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes a 1-0 pitch. Breaking pitch, going to finish inside. Didn't get the break he wanted. Owen Nunn had to pretty much avoid that pitch in the right-handed batter's box. So right-handed pitcher, Evan Cook. Piranha looking at signals out of a stretch. Nobody on base. Right-handed batter's box, Owen Nunn. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Right down Meridian's fastball for a strike. Just watching all the way. That's 0-1. He'll step back in. Count goes 2-1. Nobody out. First batter for the Knights. In the bottom of the first, no score. It'll pop one foul straight back out of play. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 0-9 steps back in. Piranha looking at signals. Home plate umpire makes the ball live. Here we go. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Curveball broke across, got the inner half to go down looking. There's one out. Stepping in the bat, the shortstop for the Knights. He wears number 24, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, right-handed batter. Also still playing up on the grass there is Jack Schaefer at third base. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Got the dish, broke away. No balls, one strike. Evan Cook, pitching from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals from Fisher Trotsky. Here comes the 0-1. Short off the glove, ball one. He'll retrieve it. Trotsky, count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Peering in, looking at signals. Evan Cook out of a set. Here's the pitch. Going to drive one right side on a line. It's going to get the foul fence. Didn't quite get the sweet spot, but he did drive it a long way. About 4 feet high. That's Evan Dienhart. That sweet spot. I tell you what, he might actually jog some bases with that swing. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Outside of ball. Just outside. Two balls, two strikes. I like this umpire's fashion. A strike three has to be a strike or a swinging strike to call it. Here comes the pitch. You know, check swing, foul one out of play. Right there near the track. It's going to bounce and hit the track, and they'll retrieve it for us. So let's step back in. Evan Dienhart. Count still 2-2. With one out, working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the 2-2. Breaking pitch. Stayed inside. Didn't get the break. Count goes full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. One out. Bottom of the first inning. T.J. Bell on deck. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set. Here comes this. So hopefully no time going to be granted. Right into batter's box. Evan Dienhart, he'll step back in. 3-2 count. One out. Evan Dienhart, the two-hitter for the Knights. Is a set position. Evan Cook, 3-2 pitch. He'll foul this one right side out of play. He might get the track, and then got the fence. Evan Dienhart staying alive in that box. Quality at bat, for sure. Just set back in. 3-2 count. One out. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch. Tight. Ball four. Back to the screen. Dienhart going to pick up some speed headed to first base, but he'll stay there. So Dienhart earns a quality at-bat walk. So Dienhart at first base stepping into bat. The three-hitter for the Knights. Number 18, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, first baseman for the Knights. They'll step in, batting right-handed. Facing Evan Cook, the right-hander. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Checks first base. Now the set. Here comes a pitch from Cook. High for ball one. Looking for that handover fifth strike zone. So far, I'm really impressed. This home plate umpire calling it good zone. One ball, no strikes. Working out a stretch, now the set. Evan Cook. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to T.J. Bell. Here's 5-1 to center field. Going to back him up. Going to get over his head. And it's going to go out of here in right center field. T.J. Bell took it the other way to right center field. When it left the bat, I really didn't think it had that type of momentum. There's very little wind today. They said 6 to 8 mile per hour wind. That's what they said this morning. And they're not wrong. There's not a lot of wind here. T.J. Bell did that one with the bat and the explosiveness off the pitch hitting the bat. So it's a 2-0 contest here in the bottom of the first. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Sexy swing, ball ends up low. One ball, no strikes. Ryan Schumer doing the catching in this ball game. Just step back in. Ryan Schumer, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. We'll step back in, left-handed batter's box. Ryan Schumer peering in looking at signals. Out of a stretch, nobody on. Out of a set, here comes a pitch from Evan Cook. Chest low, count goes 3-0. So stepping back in, Ryan Schumer, we'll see if he has the green light. Center fielder, right there, that's Ben Worth playing him to hit away. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. Evan Schumer thought it was ball four. You don't want to show up the umpire. Let him tell you what the pitch was before you take off. Count goes 3-1. Here's the pitch. Outside ball four. Schumer does wait a second there. Let him make the call. So Ryan Schumer, pretty good young man. Gotta admit. A pretty good young man. So stepping into bat, number 27, Ben Mazur. We'll mention Ryan Elsner is going to run at first base for the catcher for the Knights. That's Ryan Schumer. He'll jog back in the dugout, put his gear on. Stepping in, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur is the five hitter. Where's 27? He's going to DH to start this game. Pitch comes in, right down Meridian, fastball for a strike. Ben Mazur doing the batting. Keaton Brooks, number 34, doing the pitching. He gives way, gets a bat to Ben Mazur. Working from the set, here comes the pitch from Evan Cook. Outside of ball, pitch, throw to second base. Kind of one-hop the glove, couldn't get the glove. On the ball right there, that was 11, Julian Smith. It's a one-hop, difficult ball to handle. Safe at second base is Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner, where's number four? Ryan Elsner at second base. Ben Mazur hit the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball up the middle, going to be a base hit. Rounding third base is Ryan Elsner. Throw going to come in to second base. Ryan Elsner scores a run. Ryan Elsner now with 4 runs scored on the season. And another RBI for Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur picks up RBI number 15 on the season. That's phenomenal. Next closest leader with RBI is T.J. Bell. He has 9. So stepping into bat for the Knights. Number 3, Jackson Kane, runner at first base. Working the stretch, here's a pitch. Foul tip back to the glove, couldn't hold it. It's a foul ball. No balls, one strike. Might have got the uniform right there of Fisher Trotsky. Home plate umpire delivers a baseball to Evan Cook, giving Fisher Trotsky a chance to withstand that ball off the chest. Home plate umpire checking with him. He's ready to go. So stepping back in, Jackson Kane. Runner at first base with a base hit RBI. That is Ben Mazur. The Mata 3. Here comes the pitch. Ball comes in just above the zone. One ball, one strike. I'm liking this umpire's technique more and more. He's not going to call that strike above the sternum. Here comes the set. Evan Cook. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, knee high, called strike. Trotsky misplays the baseball at home plate. Ben Mazur jogs over to second base. One ball, two strikes. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. He's playing left field in today's ball game. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch, now the set. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. He'll go back to the dugout. There are two out here in the bottom of the first inning. Three runs in. Stepping into bat, number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, right-handed batter. Bren Robbins made a circus catch there in the top of the first in left center field. Here comes the pitch from Cook. Inside half, called strike. To step back in. Runner at second base is Ben Mazur. He get that crooked lead at second base. Out of the set, Evan Cook. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Bren Robbins. Swing and a miss. It'll get back to the close to the screen. Retrieving the baseball right there is Fisher Trotsky. And Ben Mazur jogs over to third base. No balls, two strikes. Bren Robbins going to step back in. Runner at third base for the Knights is Ben Mazur. Two out, peering in looking at signals, Evan Cook. Now out of a set, he'll check third base. Here comes the 0-2. High for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Bren Robbins, right-handed batter. Bren Robbins has a home run on the season. He's got a 1-2 count. Evan Cook, here's the delivery. Foul, going to be a full swing, going to be a foul ball. Going to be fielded right there by the third base coach. Second baseman for Purdue not long ago. We'll say that. That's Coach Bordenay. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, stepping back in. Bren Robbins working out of the set, checks third base. There's the pitch. Outside edge, he lets it go by. It's a strike, and he'll go down looking. So the Knights set down. Three strikeouts, retire the side. Bren Robbins, I take that back. Ben Mazur with an RBI single. And T.J. Bell with a two-run home run to right center field. So going back out to take the warm-up tosses, that's Keaton Brooks. Number 34, and we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports, they're located at 408 South Main Street. That's downtown Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by telephone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. They have gunsmithing repairs. They are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. I think they told me they know of a couple. And that's safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports. Target Sports in Sheridan. Check them out. They're right on Main Street. Stepping into bat. Going to be the four hitter. Take that back. It's going to be the five hitter. Number seven, Andrew Von Werder. First pitch comes in. Swinging a miss. So he's a five-hitter in the lineup. Where's number seven? Right-handed batter. Plays first base. Here comes the second pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Top of the second inning. Step back in. Number 7, Andrew Von Werder. Working from the windup, Keaton Brooks. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball. One hop, but he's fielded by Evan Jeanhart. He'll throw across the diamond. He'll get the put out with T.J. Bell. One out. Top of the second inning. Stepping in to hit, going to be the sixth hitter, number 14, Fisher Trotsky. Fisher Trotsky, a right-handed batter. He does the catching for the Red Devils. Outfield playing straight away. Infield, regular depth. Here comes the first pitch from Brooks. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut right there. Fisher Trotsky. First cut belongs to the batter. A step back in. No balls, one strike. Working from the windup, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Inside half. Came up empty. No balls, two strikes. Six hitter for the Red Devils, number 14, Fisher Trotsky. Here comes a wind from Keaton Brooks. Outside a ball. Facing with that outside edge, nothing doing for Fisher Trotsky. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out. Pitch comes in, he's going to foul one. Right side, he's going to float out of play. T.J. Bell, Ryan Schumer, even Keaton Brooks giving that ball a look. He's going to step back in. One ball, two strikes. Fisher Trotsky, right-handed batter for West Lafayette. Ball's made live. Working from the windup, here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. It's all back to the dugout. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. Next batter, right-handed batter. Going to be the seventh hitter. Where's number 20? Valen Hedden. Valen Hedden plays right field for West Lafayette. Here comes the first pitch. He'll float one up on the infield. It's going to be called for by Keaton Brooks, the pitcher, and he'll make the catch. Keaton Brooks is an outfielder by trade. He might as well catch the fly ball in the infield. There are three outs. Three outs, and the Knights going to bat in the bottom of the second inning. At the end of 1.5, Knights 3, Red Devils 0. Back out on the pitcher's mound is number 9. Working right there, Evan Cook. Going to wait for his catcher. His catcher, Fisher Trotsky. And then he's putting his gear on. He's putting the chest protector on right now. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. They're located at Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli. They're located right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. We'll mention the hours of operation for Titus Bakery and Deli are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can stop in. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch at Titus Bakery and Deli. We'll also mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. Titus Bakery and Deli, grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment in Titus Bakery and Deli. That's along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Right there at 276th Street. They're building an over and under right there. It's a busy intersection. Stepping in, Tyler Fox for the Knights, right-handed batter. First pitch from Cook. Outside of ball. Tried to backhand the shorthand. And it wouldn't go. Goes back to the screen and be picked up. Right there by Owen Munn. Owen Munn, the in-the-hole batter. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Out of the set, Evan Cook. Second pitch to Fox. Breaking pitch finishes high. He got the break he wanted, just finished above the plate a bit too much. Two balls, no strikes. Right-handed batter, Tyler Fox. Working out of the set, here's the pitch. Right down Meridian. Knee high, called strike. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, nobody out. First batter for the Knights in the bottom of the second inning. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. Tyler Fox steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Evan Cook. At the signal he was now out of the set. Here comes a 2-2. Swing and a miss. He'll draw back to the dugout. There's one out. Here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Where's number 9? He's playing third base. Hudson Gutwine. Hudson Gutwine going to step in. Right-handed batter. So one out, bottom of the second inning. They're going to play Gutwine to hit the ball away, opposite field there in center field. It comes in outside edge, called strike. It's set back in. I admit, Evan Cook is bringing it. I was to guess his MPH. It's above 80. Here comes the pitch. Inside a ball. One ball, one strike. Darian looking at signals out of the stretch. Evan Cook. Relating the signals from the dugout. It's Fisher Trotsky. There's the set and the 1-1 pitch. Outside edge called strike. Bit of a breaking pitch. Might have been a slider. It did move just a bit. Got that outside edge about knee high. Count goes 1-2. Darian looking at signals. Out of the set, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. I'll throw it to third base. I'll throw it around the horn. Evan Cook, kind of getting stronger. He's getting more strength as he pitches more. Evan Cook, pretty tall young man. He'll get the ball back from third baseman Jack Schaefer. So two outs. Stepping into bat, Owen Munn. Owen Munn walked back to the dugout his first at-bat. He'll step in now. Owen Munn in 9 games. Owen Munn batting .414. Here comes the first pitch. Ground ball back up the middle. Going to be fielded by the second baseman. One hop, hard to handle. Drop the baseball. We're going to have to look at the scoreboard, see what the official score is going to be on that one. And we'll look there and look there. And we don't see anything listed there yet. Need to pay attention or I'll miss it. And there's no indication on the scoreboard. I call it a base hit. Wouldn't call it an error. That's Julian Smith playing second base. I'd say 0-9 is 1-2 in the ballgame. Stepping in, Evan Dienhart. Taking off for second base is 0-9. The throw's not on time. The throw's off target. And for slide, second base is 0-9. Safe at second. He now has 5 stolen bases on the season. He has not been thrown out. Trying to steal. Working from the stretch. Check second base out of the set. Thought about a bunt. Evan Dienhart pulled the bat back. The ball was high. Got over the catcher's glove. Fisher Trotsky. He had to chase it to the backstop. And Owen Munn is now at third base. We'll see if Evan Dienhart still is signaled to bunt. Count goes 2-0. Working out a stretch. Peering and looking at signals. A long set. Should say a long stretch right here. Evan Cook. Here's Evan Dienhart. He'll square the bunt. He'll pull the bat back. The ball's high for ball 3. 11 Cook out of the stretch. Pierre Dan looks at signals from Fisher Trotsky. Now out of the set, he'll check third base. Here's the 3-0. Ball four, Evan Genhart's going to jog to first base. A four-pitch walk for Genhart. Runners are on the corners. Two outs, stepping into bat. It's T.J. Bell, last time up. He jogged the bases. Those signals from Coach Bordenay. He'll step in now. Stepping in the rubber. Going to call time. Fisher Trotsky going to jog out and have a conversation with Evan Cook. So they're talking something over right there. They know they have the three-hitter up that did homer last time up to right center field. But the other way with it. But they're near to the three, probably about 380, 385, deepest part of the park. Peering in looking at signals. Two outs, you'll check first base out of the stretch. Here's the set. First pitch. I'm going to play a pickoff move. Going to get a pickle right there, Genhart. The run is going to score. Run just did score prior to the out. Made. And Genhart did the business. And 0-1 across the plate. So that's just how they write that up on the dry erase marker board. So the Knights pick up one. They get the final out there of Genhart. Between first and second. He's closer to first, obviously. But I will mention, T.J. Bell will bat first in the top, the bottom of the third inning. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com in varsity sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils, and basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil basketball, along with Central Catholic Knights basketball and Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball. So basketball is a full sport right there in the winter, and we do appreciate you tuning in. We thank my wife back home for all the many sound checks she's done for Put Me In Sports. She does some administrative work for Put Me In Sports. Brought a copy home from work yesterday. I'm looking at it right now. 2023 West Lafayette Red Devils. It's in color. I did go last night. I went to Office Depot and picked up some cartridges for our printer. Those things are not cheap, but they work well if you want a full color, like the different codes we use here on pieces of paper. Stepping in to bat for West Lafayette, left fielder Max Mullis. First pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. Max Mullis, there's number 21. Max Mullis, a senior class member. Here comes the pitch from senior class member Keaton Brooks. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. No balls, two strikes. Here comes a pitch. Going to be a line shot to center field. Going to work to his right a little bit, making the catch, Bren Robbins. Pretty good vision off the bat. You can see Bren Robbins moving right after the contact to his right. Take the good vision to be a center fielder. And know whether it's deep, shallow, left or right, Bren Robbins can do them all. Stepping in right there, the nine hitter, number 11, Julian Smith. Outside of ball. Smith is the second baseman. Working from the windup, Keaton Brooks. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Pitch comes in, taken for a strike. One ball, one strike. Number 11, Julian Smith. Played in eight ball games. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Foul tipped, umpire says, in the glove of Schumer. Still a strike. Count goes 1-2. 1-2 count, one out. Out of the third. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. Got the inner half of the plate. Might have been a slider. Left-handed pitcher, Keaton Brooks. Set to bat. He's going to be the one hitter, the leadoff batter in the ballgame. Number two, Ben Wirth. Ben Wirth, 27 plate appearances, 25 official at-bats. He'll step in. He's got three hits. He's got two singles. He's got a double, and he now has another base hit to left center. So nice poke right there. Solid sweet spot on that bat. And they'll throw it back in. Base runner aboard with two outs. Ben Wirth at first base. Next batter is going to be number nine, the pitcher, Evan Cook. Evan Cook has played in seven ball games. He'll step in right now. Right-handed batter. Working out a set. Here comes the pitch. The pickoff move. No tag applied by T.J. Bell. I should mention Ben Wirth. Ben Wirth has participated in seven ball games. They are one win, six losses. Right-handed batter's box, Evan Cook. Left-handed set, Keaton Brooks. He's going to poke one. Skyward is going to be on the infield. It's going to be called for by Evan Gehart, and he'll make the catch. Right there, middle of the dirt, a little bit closer to third base, either Gehart or a Tagutwine could have made the catch. So, West Lafayette leaves one aboard after the base hit of Ben Wirth. The Knights going to center the plate. Once again, it's going to start out with T.J. Bell right here in the batter's box. At the end of 2.5, it's a 4-0 contest. Knights in front. And we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, the Century 21 real estate agent and real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years' experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. You can reach her at 317-513-4086. We're getting ready to step in. Right-handed batter, number 18, T.J. Bell. You get the hand clap signal from Coach Gordon, and he'll step in now. Breaking from the stretch, right-handed pitcher, Evan Cook, now out of the set, first pitch to Bell. Outside edge, knee high, called strike. Step back in. 0-1 count. Evan Cook peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set is the 0-1 pitch. Second location, about the same spot, called strike. Outside edge, Evan Cook painting that corner pretty well. T.J. Bell's at bat. Here comes the 0-2. Outside of ball. He tries it again. It's a little further outside. It's a ball. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher, Evan Cook, out of the set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Be stopped there, caught it above ground. The catcher, Fisher Trotsky. So T.J. Bell has a home run. He has a strikeout. He'll walk back to the dugout. That's a pretty good ratio, pretty good trade. So we'll go back to the dugout. There's one out for the Knights. Bottom of the third inning, stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter's box. Pitch comes in, strike called. Ryan Schumer on the season, played in all nine games, batting 292, left-handed batter's box. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Then goes 1-1. Ryan Schumer entering this ballgame, 35 plate appearances, 24 official at-bats. 292 average, 486 on base percentage. Here comes a 1-1. Low for ball two. Can't go 2-1 to Ryan Schumer. He got 7 hits on the season. 2 are singles. 2 are doubles. 1 triple. 2 home runs. He's got 8 RBI. He's the only batter thus far that can fill all the brackets, first, second, and third, for the base hits. A man a home run. He's got 2 of those. Off the glove there, Trotsky goes back to the screen. Count goes 3-1 to Schumer. Ryan Schumer, 8 RBI on the season. He's got 4 runs scored. He's walked 8 times. He's got 23 quality at-bats. Outside, ball 4. Profile view of these pitches. They have the dugouts wondering. I have a really nice vantage point. And I got to commend again this home plate umpire. This guy is solid for both sides of the field, both dugouts. He is solid as a rock. So at first base, right there for the Knights, is Ryan Schumer. He's got a courtesy runner once again, Ryan Elsner. Comes the pitch to Mazur, high for a ball. Then Mazur right into batter's box. He's the DH in this ballgame for the Knights. 29 plate appearances, 22 official at-bats. That's entering this ballgame. He's batting 273, 414 on base percentage. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Pretty good break there by Evan Cook. Went across the plate, broke away. Count goes 1-1. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Evan Cook. Comes a 1-1 pitch. Breaking pitch for a strike. Taken off for second base. Safe at second is Ryan Elsner. No throw to second base. Ben Mazur watches his second strike. Count goes 1-2. Then there's a right-handed batter's box. He's got 6 hits on the season, 2 singles, 3 doubles. He's got a home run. He leads the team with 15 RBI. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball, outside edge. He waved at it, had to protect. He goes all back to the dugout. 2 outs here in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Ian Elsner is at second base for the Knights. Next batter of the night, we get 6 hitter, number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane playing left field. He's played in all 9 ball games. Right-handed batter, here comes a pitch from Cook. Swing and a miss. Pretty good velocity. That fastball is humming right there. And Jackson Kane goes down the count 0-1. He's got 30 plate appearances entering today's ball game. 23 official at-bats. He's batting 391, batting average 517 on base. Going to call time. Too much concentration time. Jackson Kane has 9 hits. 7 of them are singles. He's got a double, and he's got a home run. He's got 3 RBI. Here comes a check second base. That was sad. Here's the pitch. Taken off for third base. Foul back out of play. Ryan Elsner was on his horse. Jackson Kane fouls it out of play. He'll jog back to second base. 1 board for the Knights. 0-2 count to Jackson Kane. 2 outs. Bottom of the 3rd inning. Knights in front. 4-0. They're in the early going. Peering in, looking at signals. Evan Cook. Out of the set. He'll check second base. Here's the pitch. And it's going out. He dropped third strike. Couldn't make the tag. That might be the only pitch I would disagree with of the whole game that they're called strike 3. So that doesn't matter. Anything I say doesn't matter a whole much, very much at all, really. So Knights are out of the inning. I should say West Lafayette are out of the inning. They leave one aboard. It's Ryan Elster running for Ryan Schumer. And at the end of three complete, it's 4-0. Knights in front of West Lafayette. West Lafayette going to bat in the top of the fourth inning. And we'll mention a little bit about the IHSAA. IHSAA, if you go to that website, it's IHSAA.org. If you go to that website, you'll see a new revised website. It was put into play last year. This is the second year for that website. It is very friendly. Go to it. You can find where you want to go much simpler than the previous website. If you go to that website, as soon as you bring it up, right there staring you in the face, it says, keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. I got to admit, I heard a IHSAA radio commercial on 93.1. I think it was last week, and I heard them say that slogan right there, keeping education in front of athletics. And it was right there on 93.1. If you go to that particular radio station in the morning from 9 to noon, you can hear the Kendall and Casey show. I mentioned Caden Minnick was out of the dugout. He was jogging in to left field. Jogging in is Jackson Kane. So if you go to 93.1 from 9 to noon on weekdays, you can hear the Kendall and Casey show. And as mentioned, Put Me in Sports gets access to the internet from audiosportsonline.net. And that's Robbie Kendall. That's pretty much his third job he has. He's a busy guy. Stepping in that is the first pitch from Keaton Brooks. Ground ball in the infield. Three hitter, Jack Schaefer. He'll be made by Evan Gehart at shortstop. He'll throw across the diamond and just barely get Jack Schaefer at first base. Put out right there with C.J. Bell. Stepping in the bat, shortstop for West Lafayette. Manny Gaeta wears number 23. Manny Gaeta steps in today's ballgame. 24 plate appearances. 23, I think, so at bats. First pitch comes in, back door, outside for a ball. Manny Gaeta, 24 at-bats. I should say 23 at-bats. 24 plate appearances. He's an aggressive hitter. There comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes 2-0. He is the four hitter. They do want aggressive hitters at the four spot in the lineup. That's Manny Gaeta. He plays shortstop. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball three. Manny Gaeta batting .435 for an average, .458 on base. He's got 10 hits in this young season. He's got two doubles, two triples, and two home runs. He'll take that pitch outside edge, knee high, pulled strike. He's got 9 RBI. He has scored 4 runs. He's been walked one time. He's got 15 quality at-bats. He's going to pop this one to center field. Bren Robbins going to call for it. Straight away, they're coming a few steps to make the catch. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. I think that back top of the fourth inning. Two outs. Stepping into bat is going to be the five-hitter number 7, Andrew Von Werder. Andrew Von Werder, he played in all 7 games. 21 plate appearances, 20 at-bats. Let's take the drive. It's going to be skyward. Is it playable? Third base. Giving it a call, Hudson Gutwein couldn't make the play. Valiant effort, Hudson Gutwein has some space there. Ball ends up over his head. That's just going to be a strike. No ball, one strike. To the five hitter, number 7, Andrew Von Werder. Andrew Von Werder batting .300. That right-handed batter's box, .333 on base. He'll take a drive to left field. He'll get a lot of it. It's going to go out of here. Home run. Andrew Von Werder, the five-hitter. Andrew Von Werder has jogged the bases He's going to pick up his second home run on the season. Get a low five right here from Coach Wood. The jaw didn't touch the plate. So West Lafayette on the scoreboard. Pretty solid stroke to left field for the right-handed batter, Andrew Von Werder. He plays first base. So, with two outs still, stepping to the bat, should be Fisher Trotsky, the catcher. He wears number 14, first pitch from Brooks. Inside and tight, ball one. Trotsky has played five games. This is number six. He got 13 plate appearances. 12 official at-bats. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Inside a ball. Trotsky will step back in. He's got two hits. They're both singles. He also has an RBI. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Outside a ball. 3-0 count. To the catcher, Fisher Trotsky. Two outs here in the top of the fourth. One run in. Home run from Von Werder. Pitch comes in, outside half of the plate, called strike. Taken all the way, a step back in, three balls, one strike, two outs. Fisher Trotsky. Here comes a whine from the lefty, Heaton Brooks. Pitch comes in, just below the kneecap, strike called. Count goes 3-2. Catcher there batting, you got the umpire there being protected by the catcher. Sometimes you got to think about the protection, and maybe the catcher might get a preferential treatment with the pitches coming in. That's in all honesty. So here comes the 3-2 pitch to Trotsky. You're going to pop one on the infield. Foul territory, C.J. Bell at first base calling for it, and he'll make the catch. So three outs, top of the fourth inning. One run in, home run from Andrew Von Werder. And I could have had in the bottom half of the fourth inning. I'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics, and lettering. Banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. Get dialed them up at 317-946-2424. Again, that's 317-946-2424. That's Sign Production just west of Arcadia. So back out on the surface there, pitchers, ma'am, is number 9, Evan Cook. Evan Cook, a senior class member, getting ready to step in for the Knights. It's going to be Bryn Robbins. He'll be the next batter in the lineup for Central Catholic. And here comes Trotsky. Trotsky comes out. And the catching right there before Trotsky comes out. We'll call him the bullpen catcher. Catcher for lack of a better word. Maybe it was not. Let's double check here. Von Werder at first base. Can't really tell you who that bullpen catcher was. Back out there now, getting warm-up tosses from Evan Cook. Fisher Trotsky. He calls second base. You know, throw this one down. Pitch comes in. Frozen rope. Second base. We feel it right there by second baseman. Julian Smith. He threw it around the infield. Manny Gaeta in the third base, Jack Schaefer, Andrew Von Werder at first base, in on the around the horn. Stepping in, right-handed batter, number 33, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins has played in all 9 games. 31 plate appearances, 26 at-bats, first pitch. Second time he'll play outside a ball. Bryn Robbins, he's batting 231, that right-handed batter's box. 333 on base percentage. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the set. Comes the pitch. Inside half, called strike. Count goes 1-1. Bryn Robbins has 6 hits on the season. 3 singles, he has a double, a triple, And a home run. Here comes the pitch. One pitch. Foul back. Out of play. Count goes 1-2. 1-2. Right-handed batter, Brent Robbins. Playing a good center field. He got 4 RBI. He's got 7 runs scored. He has walked 4 times. 14 quality at-bats. Here comes the 1-2. Above the zone. Breaking pitch just above the zone. Count goes 2-2. Step back in. Staring in looking at signals. Now out of the set, Evan Cook, Brent Robbins. Swing and miss. Drops the first strike while throwing out at first base. And then he ended up Victor Trotsky to Andrew Von Werder. There's one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 4-1 ball game. 19 in front. Stepped in the bat of the night. Swings number 14 at Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox has played in 6 games. This is number 7. Tyler Fox has been hit by pitch 1 time. Jumping in high for ball 1. Tyler Fox, 15 plate appearances, 13 official at-bats. And a 200 on base percentage. Here comes the pitch. Foul tip off the bat. He's trying to check his swing. Got near the handle. Ball goes back to the screen. Kent goes 1-1. Tyler Fox, 2 RBI. He scored 3 runs. He's been walked once. He's got 4 quality at-bats. Inside a ball. Kent goes 2-1. 2-1. Hudson Gutwein is on deck. 2-1 count, 1 out. Bottom of the 4th inning. Central Catholic High School tomorrow night will be at West Lafayette. Ball diamond, that's off campus. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. Tyler Fox staying in that batter's box. 2-2 count. He's giving Owen Munn a workout. Chasing balls back to the screen. Ball's made nine. Pulling out the set. Here comes the 2-2. Ground ball, shortstop. Going to be fielded there by Manny Gaeta. He'll throw across the diamond and just get Tyler Fox. Get the put out with Andrew Von Werder. There are 2 out at the bottom of the 4th. Right-handed batter to step in. He's the nine-hitter, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein using that glove at third base quite well. A step in right-handed batter, Gutwein, and played in 8 games. This is number 9. 22 plate appearances. 19 at-bats as he'll foul one out of play. That's the Gutwein batting average, .368 entering today's ball game. He's got a .455 on-base percentage. 7 hits, 6 singles. He's got a home run. He's got 4 RBI. He has scored 9 runs this season. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Breaking pitch high for ball 1. The count goes 1-1. 2 outs. Hudson Gutwein right-handed batter's box. Peering in looking at signals. Evan Cook is the pitch to Gutwein. High for a ball. Breaking pitch. Might have been a slider. That goes 2-1. Not a lot of break there. 2-1. Hudson Gutwein, the batter. He's got 10 quality at-bats. Working from the set. Here comes the 2-1. Ground ball, second base. Going to be gloved right there by Julian Smith. Just drove next door to Andrew Von Werder, and the Knights will go down in order. So we'll go to the top of the 5th inning. After 4 complete, Knights 4, Red Devils 1. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Hope Jewelers, nice, nice jewelry store. We'll mention, precious times are made for precious moments. and Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, their number is 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. On Saturday, they're open 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. So they throw the ball around the horn, and Ryan Schumer, two words right there out of the pitcher's mound with Keaton Brooks. Schumer back behind the dish now, stepping into bat for West Lafayette. Number 20, Ballon Hedden. Ballon Hedden, 11 plate appearances, 8 official at-bats. First pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-1. Ballon Hedden wears number 20. He scored 2 runs this season. He got 2 walks. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, foul tip. Couldn't catch it. Still a strike. Count goes 0-2. No ball, 2 strikes. Keaton Brooks. Evan Cook. Couple of pitchers having good outings here today. Beautiful day. Here's the pitch. Outside edge. Backdoor curveball. They're going to say it climbed back in. They're going to set him down. Hedden going to set down on a questionable backdoor curveball for a strike. One out here in the inning. Top of the fifth inning. Pitch batter number 21, Max Mullis. There's the pitch. Outside of ball. 1 ball, no strikes. A step back in. Max Mullis plays left field. Look from the windup, Keaton Brooks. Pitch comes in, down meridian, strike called. Count goes 1-1. 1-1 count, 1 out, top of the fifth inning. 4-1 ball game, here's the pitch. Ground ball on the infield, second base. Owen Munn fields it. Is throw to first base. In the dirt, T.J. Bell gets scooped right there to get the put out. And then the first baseman, you rely on the first baseman heavily in whichever team you're talking about to scoop them up and take a throwing error away from the other infielder. Just what T.J. Bell did. So they work from the windup again. Stepping in, Julian Smith, number 11. He'll ground ball, shortstop, high hop. Picked up by Dean Hardy, a throw on the run, and you'll get the foot out with T.J. Bell. Athletic play right there at shortstop for Dean Hart. So, both teams go down in order. Last 2 at-bats, 1 for each. The Knights going to bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. 4-1 ball game. Evan Cook back out to do the pitching. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by FTCSales.com. FTC Sales, looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Look and find FTCSales.com in the weekly auto trader. And you can also find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. Bank for truck and car sales. They offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 24 years, your go-to dealer. That's Bank for truck and car sales. They're open for business Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana, 46072. 441. I drive by there every time I come to this ballpark. Stepping in, Owen Munn. Step in right now, Owen Munn, right-handed batter. A little bit of an open stance. Evan Cook still from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Taking pitch in for a strike. Righty facing a righty. Owen Munn, 35 plate appearances, 29 official at-bats, batting 414 on the season. From the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. He'll take a drive to right center field. Working to his right, going to make the catch, is the right fielder, Fallon Hedden. Pretty good poke, had some air underneath it. A jaw back to the dugout. Owen Munn with a good stroke on the baseball. So one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Next batter for the night is going to step in, number 24. Evan Dehart, shortstop, plays shortstop pretty well. Nice athletic play to end the top of the fifth. Working from the stretch, here's a set. Pitch comes in, foul back to the screen off the bat of Evan Dehart. No balls, one strike. Evan Dehart on the season. He's played in all nine games. That is .391 average. Batting average and a .545 on base. He'll foul another one back to the screen. Count goes 0-2. Evan Dehart has 9 hits on the season. Evan Dehart working right there. He's got 3 RBI. He scored 10 runs entering the ball game. Ball's made live. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch from Cook. Outside edge trying to protect. He'll swing at it. He'll go down swinging. He'll jog back to the dugout. Pretty good velocity. Got to make up your mind pretty quick with Evan Cook. Very similar to a Ben Mazur type of pitcher. Velocity from both of them. Stepping in, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, all 9 games, working in game number 10. Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch from Cook. Heavy cut, swing and a miss. Ken goes 0-1. T.J. Bell in 30 plate appearances this season. 22 at-bats, .318 average, .483 on-base percentage. Out of the set, here comes the 0-1 pitch. Breaking pitch high and tight for ball one. One ball, one strike. Bell has 7 hits on the season. That's not counting the home run he hit earlier in his first at-bat here tonight. Here comes the 0-1, the 1-1. He's going to pop one skyward. It's going to be in foul territory. Called for by Evan Cook, and he'll make the catch just in foul territory by the first baseline. So the Knights send 3 to the plate. Knights have 3 outs. So we'll go to the top of the 6th inning. Top of the 6th inning. West Lafayette Red Devils will bat. At the end of 5 complete, Knights 4, Red Devils 1. We'll talk a little bit about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights, their school was founded in 1956. They have a school enrollment of 294. They're Class 1A, Sectional 54. There are 6 in their sectional. Their sectional will be played right here at Gordon Lemming Field. In their sectional is Riverton Park, North Vermilion, Lafayette Central Catholic, Fountain Central, Covington, Attica. The principal at Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant athletic directors are Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. The athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. She granted a nice interview in the last ball game. That was Saturday. Take a listen to that. Central Catholic High School, located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. Reach them on the web at lccathletics.com. On Twitter, it's at @LCC_athletics. The weather colors, navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference West Division also. Head coach is Tim Bourdonnais. He's an 87 graduate from Central Catholic, stepping into bat. Number two, the one-hitter, Ben Wirth. Check the swing. And look at first base. He did not go. Good call. Left-handed batter. Probably pretty good vantage point for that call. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from Brooks. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. It's number two, Ben Wirth. Ben Wirth, 27 plate appearances this season, entering this game, 25 official at-bats. He's got three hits. He's got two doubles. So check that. Two singles. Now three singles and a double. He got three singles. Get that one off the bat. I think he's got himself aboard twice in the ballgame. So Ben Wirth is at first base. Next batter going to step in for West Lafayette. It's going to be number nine, Evan Cook. Evan Cook, the two-hitter. Evan Cook playing in game number eight. 26 plate appearances, 23 at-bats. He's batting .435 from that right-handed batter's box. He's got a .500 on-base percentage. First pitch will be a pickoff move. First base. Tag applied. Back safely is Ben Wirth. Evan Cook, as mentioned, 10 hits on the season. Four singles, four doubles, two triples, no home runs as of yet. Six RBI. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Down goes 1-0. Ben Wirth stays at first base as Ryan Schumer keeps that ball laterally to his right after the short hop. So stepping back in, Evan Cook. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the set. Keaton Brooks, delivery. Going to foul one right side out of play. It's going to be right there. We got some spectators watching the track over there. And one happened to be looking where that foul ball came in. A little bit danger zone over there. Everything's good. Stepping back in, Evan Cook. One ball, one strike. Working out a stretch. Now the set. There's the 1-1. Backdoor curveball stays outside. Two balls, one strike. A lot of excitement going on over the track. As they're running around the track, I don't know if that's 440 or 880. Here comes a set from Brooks. The foul one right side is going to go out of play. It's going to get over the concession stand. It's going to bounce on the cement and go off into the inside the infield. So Evan Cook making contact. Here goes 2-2. Let's check the wristband. Evan Cook. Scored 9 runs. He's walked 3 times. He's got 15 quality at-bats. Ground ball in the infield. Base hit. Between first base and second base goes to the outfield. Tyler Fox with a strike into the cutoff. Evan Jeanhart. And West Lafayette have 2 aboard with nobody out. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to walk out. Have conversation. Next batter in the lineup for West Lafayette going to be the three-hitter, number 12, Jack Schaefer. Jack Schaefer plays third base. And they're having a conversation right there. Knights have some bullpen activity. Got Mikey Stapleton down there catching for a long toss right there behind, probably about a 75-foot throw right here, getting loose. But in all estimation, well, I would estimate that Keith Brooks is still in the ballgame, and he is. So they're going to go back to their respectable positions there on the infield. As mentioned, stepping into bat, number 12, Jack Schaefer. Jack Schaefer, 25 plate appearances, 20 official at-bats. Jack Schaefer batting. 550 in that right-handed batter's box. 640 on base percentage. He's got 11 hits entering this game. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge called strike. Jack Schaefer has 6 singles, 2 doubles. He's got a triple. He has 2 home runs. Turn in looking at singles. Looking second base out of the set. Check second again. And again, here comes the 0-1 pitch. Tight. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. The batter is number 12, Jack Schaefer. He's the three hitter. Two runners aboard for West Lafayette. First and second base. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Trying to get him to fish. Nothing doing. Count goes 1-2. Jack Schaefer. He's got 8 RBI. He scored 9 runs. He's got 5 based on balls. He had 17 quality at-bats. Out of set. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, and Keaton Brooks will set him down. There's one out here in the top of the sixth inning. So two on board, first and second base. Next batter going to be the four hitter, number 23, Manny Gaeta. Gaeta is the shortstop, right-handed batter. 24 plate appearances, 23 official at-bats. He batted .435. First pitch to Gaeta. Swing and a miss. Inside half. Having difficulty catching up to that pitch. Both him and Jack Schaefer. Inside cuts. Pretty close to the plate. If they were to make contact, it might be just above the handle. Is about where the contact would be. There comes the 0-1 pitch to Keaton Brooks. From Keaton Brooks, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, Manny Gaeta. Keaton Brooks going to pitch this wisely. They say if you can throw a strike when you want to, you should be able to throw a ball when you want to. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. A bit off the edge, count goes 1-2. Number 23, Manny Gaeta. And it's been walked one time this season. He went back to the dugout 6 times. One time was looking. Pitch comes in. Swing and a miss. Drop third. No tagging. There are 2 out in the top of the 6th. Next batter going to step in. Number 7, Andrew Von Werder. Andrew Von Werder has gone yard in this game. See if Coach Bournet is going to pitch him. So they're going to pitch to Von Werder, right-handed batter. 2 aboard. Top the 6th. First pitch, outside edge, called strike. Might have been a breaking pitch. A little bit back door, he let it go by. Count goes 0-1. Number 7, the 5 hitter, Andrew Von Werder. Play first base. Second pitch, swing and a miss. Outside edge. Keaton Brooks ahead in the count, 0-2. Runners at first and second base for West Lafayette. Peering in, looking at signals, out of a set. Here comes the pitch. Foul back to the screen. That's number 7, Andrew Von Werder, staying alive in that right-handed batter's box. He got a lot of that one pitch. Went to left field. Jackson Kane looks up, nowhere to go. So working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-2 to Von Werder. They're going to strike him out. They're going to call him out on strikes on a very inside pitch. Wow. There's the gift. So the Knights will bat in the bottom of the 6th inning. Two left on base. And Wilmington, this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Locate 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. They buy, they sell, and they trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports. Target Sports, downtown Sheridan. They're on Main Street. They're getting ready to toss one down. They're working up. And right now, I'm going down to some bullpen activity. Looks like it might be Dinehart going to get a little bit loose. I'll go down there with Jackson Kane. So they're tossing around the infield. Going to throw it down to second base. Fisher Trotsky. Going to toss one down. Fastball. Throw it to second base. Bounce in there. Good spot. Stepping in the bat for the Knights. Going to be the four hitter, number seven. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Going to step in now. Evan Cook has gone the distance. 5-6 right here. Ryan Schumer, the batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of a stretch. Now the set. Nobody on base. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Fastball. Plenty of pop on that fastball. Number seven, Ryan Schumer. He's batting 292 entering the game. Here's the pitch. Check swing. It's upstairs. 2-0. Seven hits on the season for Schumer. He's got two singles, two doubles, one triple, and two home runs. Here comes the pitch. High and away. Tempo 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Ryan Schumer with 8 RBI on the season. He scored 4 runs. He's walked 8 times. He has 23 quality at-bats. Out of the set, here's the pitch. High and tight, going to get by the glove. Going to go back to the screen. Ryan Schumer sprints to first base, but he can go no further. Very cold time again and back out to do the running. Courtesy runner today, Ryan Schumer, is Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner wears number 4. He's a member of the junior class. Listed as a pitcher and an infielder. Stepping in the bat, right-handed batter, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, number 27. Pretty good lead there at first base for Elsner. Working out of the stretch, he'll step off the back. Look at signals once again. Evan Cook, senior class member, doing the pitching for West Lafayette Red Devils. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch, he'll check first base. Now the set, first pitch to Mazur is high for ball one. One ball, no strikes, nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Sun's going down. Getting a little bit chillier, but not too bad. Nothing like yesterday. Pickoff move, first base. Short hops the glove, makes a good grab there. Von Werder at first base. So Ryan Elsner getting a bit of a lead there. He's out to the cutout. We're in the set position. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. No, it's going to be a pickoff. Pickoff move. He's safe. Backhead first is Ryan Elsner. Evan Cook trying to keep him close. Do not want him in scoring position. Trying to make it easier for his catcher, Fisher Trotsky, working out of set. Here's the pitch. Ben Mazur going to pop one up. On the infield, called for by the third baseman, now called off by the shortstop. Shortstop makes the catch. That's Manny Gaeta. There's one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Next batter, going to step in. He stepped into the left field about an inning and a half ago, maybe 2 innings ago. He's going to bat now, number 20, Hayden Minnick. Hayden Minnick, left-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Now the set. Righty facing the lefty. Pitch comes in, strike called. Trying to steal second base. He's going to be called out on the slide. Nice throw to second base. Fisher Trotsky. So Ryan Elsner going to jog off the diamond. There's two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Just came in with a strike through the second base. Got the put out of second. Cade Minnick with an 0-1 count. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set. Here's the 0-1 pitch. The swing all the way around. Thought he wanted to check after he wanted to swing, and then he went ahead and swung through. Cade Minnick set back in. Left-handed batter's box. No balls, three strikes. Peering in. Now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes 1-2. 1-2 count, Cade Minnick. He's got that synonymous 1 foot in, 1 foot out. IHSAA, about 5-6 years ago, they kind of implemented that. Here's the pitch. Be a backdoor curveball. Going to get across the inner half, called strike. So the Knights are going to play defensively here in the top of the seventh inning. Evan Dean Harper going to go out to play shortstop position. Coach Bordnett picks up the baseball, puts it in the glove of Keaton Brooks. So both pitchers have gone the distance in this ball game. Tomorrow's ball game might be different. We'll see who the starters will be. And we'll mention tomorrow night's ball game is going to be at West Lafayette. They're saying 77 degrees for a high tomorrow. I think it was like 60 today. But if they say in 80 degrees on Thursday, they're talking about rain on Thursday, 80 degrees, and then coming up this weekend, it's going to drop off the table again. Typical Indiana weather. They want yesterday. Remember yesterday's terrible, blustery 48-degree weather and rain and some snow even. You can't hardly think that yesterday happened when today is so beautiful. Incredible. So the Knights put the ball in the glove of Keaton Brooks. Stepping at bat is the sixth hitter for West Lafayette. Number 14, Fisher Trotsky. Fisher Trotsky is the catcher. Right-handed batter, he'll step in. Fisher Trotsky, two hits on the season. They're both singles. He's got an RBI. First pitch comes in, ball one. So they have some excitement. You might hear that background noise over there on the track. They're running around the track. Here's the pitch from Brooks. Over ball two. Two balls, no strikes. On deck is number 20, Ballon Hedden. He's the right fielder. Here comes the 2-0 pitch from Brooks. Outside, ball three. Keaton Brooks pitching in the top of the seventh inning for the Knights. Outfield playing straight away. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. Right across the dish. Strike called. He's taking all the way. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Right-handed batter is Fisher Trotsky. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball four. So a five-pitch walk. I take that back. We'll call that a six-pitch walk. Fisher Trotsky, he's at first base. He's going to give way to a courtesy runner. Courtesy runner is John Dan there. It's Jacob Deutsch. He's a junior class member. Jacob Deutsch. I'm sure he had a brother. He's probably in college now, but I had a terrible mispronunciation of their last name, and I apologize the year after. I do apologize again. So at first base doing the running is number 8, Jacob Deutsch. Here's the pitch. Across Meridian, strike called. In the batter's box is number 7, seven hitter, number 20, Ballon Hedden, the right fielder. They'll ask for time, step 1 foot in, 1 foot out. They'll reach in that back pocket, get that particular item that's on a lot of other folks' wristband, and you'll look at it and capture the numbers. Steps in, working from the stretch, now is set. Pitch from Brooks. Ground ball in the infield, Evan Genhart. They'll flip it to Owen Munn. They'll go to first base. He's safe at first. So they get the 6-4, force out. Couldn't get the 6-4-3, double play. Running that out very well. Number 20, Ballon Hedden. When Ballon Hedden knew he hit it on the infield on the ground, he had to give it all he had to get to first base to keep it from being a double play, and he did it. So at the end, 821, Max Mullis. Here's the pitch. Outside of all. Max Mullis plays left field. Where's number 21? Batting 211. 318 on base percentage. Pitch comes in low once again. Two balls, no strikes. Max Mullis. He's got four hits. They're all singles. He's got one RBI. He has scored four runs. He's got nine quality at-bats. Pickoff move, first base. Safe at first base. Back safely. But just barely. That's a good call. A lot of folks thought he was out. Not a pretty good view here. He was not. And the umpire's pretty good call. And B position. Two balls, no strikes. One out. Top of the seventh inning. West Lafayette batting. Here's the pitch from Brooks. Comes in there across the plate. Strike calm. Two balls, one strike. They'll step back in. Max Mullis. 2-1 count, one out. Runner at first base, a modest lead there now. Here comes the pitch. Just high, maybe a bit outside, just above the zone. That zone's just bottom of the kneecaps. Sometimes they'll call it up to the sternum. It needs to be a hand over fifth possible strike. Here comes the pitch. Right across the dish, 2 o'clock arm slot for Keaton Brooks. He's living low and pitching pretty well in that regard. Three balls, two strikes. Out of the set, here comes a 3-2. Foul back to the screen. Staying alive in the box, that's number 21, Max Mullis. Staying in the box once again with that 3-2 count. Working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Now the set. Here comes a 3-2. Now back to the screen, just underneath the baseball, eight hitter, number 21, Max Mullis. Max Mullis will step back in, working from a stretch, now the set, the 3-2, outside ball four. So he'll jog down to first base, and that's another quality at bat for Max Mullis. Bases occupied first and second base. Coach Tim Bordenay is going to walk out. He's going to meet with his infield. We'll see what he wants to do here. Looks like Evan Genhart taking some of that arm candy off. And let's see what to do here. Coach Tim Bordenay having a meeting right there with our infield, including Mr. Schumer. The outfield having a convention out in center field. It's what my dad would call it back in Little League days. He'd look out there and say, what's going on? You guys having a convention? And say, well, when these guys get a little bit older, they probably will be included in conventions. Maybe Indianapolis Convention Center, they're making that thing bigger all the time. They even have concerts in there. So convention breaks up in the outfield, breaks up on the infield. Coach Bordenay is going to allow Keaton Brooks to finish his game, probably. We'll see. It's one out. Runners at first and second base. Ballon Hedden. Take that back. Julian Smith in the batter's box. He'll take a first pitch outside edge called strike. Tempo's 0-1. No balls, one strike, two aboard, first and second. 4-1 ball game, Knights in front. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball right around home plate. Schumer's going to ask for another one. Don't say that. He's not going to pick up that one there in his dirt. He'll pocket that one. So no balls, two strikes. Julian Smith steps back in. Batting 294 on the season. His pitch. Ground ball between third and short. Couldn't make a stop there. Giving a good valiant effort. With Evan Jeanhart on the backhand. Goes on into left field. Caden Minnick tosses it in. So base is loaded. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bournet going to walk back out. Next batter will be the one hitter, number two, Ben Wirth. Plays center field. He backs lefty. I think he's got himself aboard with a base hit twice in this ballgame. So Coach Aaron Wood is going to have a conversation with Ben Wirth and the on-deck batter, Evan Cook. And Coach Bournet hands baseball to Evan Jeanhart. Keaton Brooks gets a good hand clap as he exits the ball field, and rightfully so. So getting warmed up right there is Evan Jeanhart starting out with the breaking pitch. We're getting ready for baseball here. We're still in the top of the seventh inning. Game is getting interesting. Bases are loaded. Next batter is going to bat for West Lafayette. It's going to be the one hitter. Number two, Ben Wirth. And we'll go ahead and mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. We're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. Right there at Reynolds Farm Equipment, inside is Titus Bakery and Deli. Stop in, Reynolds Farm Equipment, hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. Saturday, 7:30 to noon, and they're closed on Sunday. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 to 2, and Saturday, 7 to noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. That's TitusBakery.com. Reynolds Farm Equipment. They're right there along US 31 in northern Hamilton County, right there at 276th Street. Yeah, they're going to put an over and under there. I have heard that McClure gas station is going to move down there from 216th Street. That's a busy intersection. You can't even go to McClure's if you're traveling to the south unless you go around the block and come back. So I bet they don't like that very well. So that may be one of the reasons they're talking about going to 276th Street. I'm sure they know. So base is loaded. Stepping in. Hitter number two, Ben Wirth. There's one out. Top of the seventh inning. 4-1 ball game. Knights in front. First pitch from Jeanhart. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. Evan Jeanhart, same situation. He got the Knights out of a big jam versus South Central last season. Second game from the backside to the semi-state. Pitch comes in, ball. Count goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Pierre looking signals out the wide. Comes a 2-0 pitch. Outside, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. And Jeanhart trying to keep the ball, kind of keeping it away from Ben Wirth. Going to have to bring one in here. Here comes a pitch. High for ball four. Four-pitch walk. Ben Wirth to first base. Coming in to score. Second run in the ballgame for West Lafayette. Number 20, Valen Hedden. The 4-2 ballgame with one out. Top of the seventh. Base is still loaded. Stepping in, right-handed batter, number nine, Evan Cook. Evan Cook, the pitcher of record, trying to help himself. Out of set, here's a pitch from Jeanhart. Breaking pitch, finished high. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, Evan Jeanhart. I hit the batter's box. Evan Cook is pitched right across the ditch. Fastball for a strike. One ball, one strike. One out. Staring in looking at signals. Now, as I said, here comes the 1-1. Outside of ball. Ryan Schumer giving a good valiant effort right there with the frame. Count goes 2-1. Working out of set. Checks third. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Evan Cook. He's the two-hitter for the Red Devils. Steps back in. Step one foot in, one foot out. Home plate umpire asking him to step in. 2-2. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Crazy pitch in there for a strike. Nice break. Started it at the elbow. Got the middle of the plate. Knee high. Nice pitch from Evan Jeanhart. Fouls in the inning. Stepping in the bat, the three-hitter. Where's number 12? That's Jack Schaefer. Jack Schaefer plays third base. Jack Schaefer batting 550. Now fighting the batter's box. First pitch. In for a ball. Just high. Just above the zone. Jack Schaefer. Jack Schaefer, 25 plate appearances. 20 official at-bats. Batting 550. His on base percentage is 640. He's got 11 hits. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Righty facing a righty. Evan Jeanhart pitching. The batter's box, number 12, right-handed batter, Jack Schaefer. Now out of the set, here comes a 1-1 pitch. Swing a miss. Down goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Jack Schaefer steps back in. Pivoting in, looking at the table. Sets one off. Going to throw this one. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the seventh inning. Bases loaded for West Lafayette. Jack Schaefer, the batter. Evan Jeanhart trying to close. Here's the pitch. Foul ball on the ground, left side. Up against the screen. Stay in the box with that 2-2 count. Runners retreat back to their bases. Ball's live. Working out a stretch. Now the set. The 2-2 pitch. Going to pop one for right field. Going to back up Tyler Fox. Going to go out of here. Home run opposite field. Four-run grand slam. Here in the top of the seventh inning. Jack Schaefer jogging the bases. So West Lafayette goes up by one here in the top of the seventh. 5-4 ball game. Next batter going to step in. Going to be number 23, Manny Gaeta. Manny Gaeta right here in the batter. Going to step in. He's batting 435, 458 on base percentage. First pitch from Jeanhart. One on, foul ball, left side, a dribbler. Count goes 0-1. Stepping back in, the four-hitter, Manny Gaeta. Here comes the second pitch from Jeanhart. Outside of ball. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two out. Take that back. It's a 6-4 ball game. Meyer, swing and a miss. 6-4 ball game. West Lafayette. In front. So we step back in. Now that's 5. They got 5 on the board. I thought so. Going to be a base hit. Ball has eyes in it. To go right side between first and second base. Base hit off the bat of Manny Gaeta. There's one run of run runner aboard. Stepping into bat, number 7, Andrew Von Werder. He hit the home run in tonight's ball game. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No ball, one strike. Working from a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch from Dienhart. He's trying to steal second base. Throw to second base. Hard to handle on the one hop by Owen Munn. Safe at second base. Here's Manny Gaeta. So they check the wristband. Step back in. Number 7, Andrew Von Werder. Apparently looking at signals is Dienhart. Long stretch, now the set. Becomes a 1-1. Foul ball on the stay around home plate. Breaking pitch, just got enough of it to make it a foul ball. Picked up right in front of him, that's Ryan Schumer. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Working from the set, check second base, here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Good block right there by Schumer. Get the ball from going through the screen. 2-2 count. Peering in looking at signals. Now the set from Dienhart. Pitch comes in, outside edge. That was a strike. So Von Werder goes down on strikes. They'll go down looking. The scoreboard reads 6-4. I'm trying to find that second one. There we go. Yeah, we go in that fourth inning. Meyer, seventh inning, coming up with 5 runs. 6-4 contest. Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the 7th inning. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. She's a real estate agent. She is a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. So it's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge, rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. Stepping into bat, Knights, Bryn Robbins. Working from the stretch, now the stat, here's the pitch. Strike called. So Evan Cook pitching here in the bottom of the 7th. Right-handed batter, Bryn Robbins. Turning in, looking at signals, now out of the set. Pitch comes in, outside, ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Set back in. Peering in, looking at signals, now out of the set. Here's the 1-1. Ground ball foul. I'm going to dribble out there close to the third base dugout. Count goes 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Set back in. Bryn Robbins, right-handed batter's box. Outside, a ball, didn't even get the glove of Trotsky. So the count goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. A step back in, Bryn Robbins. Peering in looking at signals, Evan Cook. Out of the set, 2-2. Outside a ball. Count goes 3-2. Nice backhand stop to his right. Takes to Trotsky, the catcher. For the Red Devils. 3-2 count. Out of the set, Bryn Robbins. The foul one out of play, right side. The count's going to stay 3-2. Bryn Robbins, right-handed batter. for the Knights. Right-handed hurler, number 9, Evan Cook for West Lafayette. Pierre-Nin looking at singles. Out of the set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Solid swing. Just came up empty. Fastball from Evan Cook. Next batter for the Knights is going to step in. Number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox grounded out. Shortstop last time. Steps in, right-handed batter. First pitch from Cook is outside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Step back in. Out of stretch, and out of set. 1-0. Meridian strike called. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Right-handed batter, Tyler Fox. Working out of stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Low for ball two. Two balls, one strike. One out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Take a drive, shortstop, going to get off his glove at the bottom of the position there. And I say, well, that's a base hit. Off the bat, that was a solid stroke, too hot to handle. Tyler Fox is at first base. Next batter, going to be Hudson Gutwine. Hudson Gutwine with one out. So they're going to meet there at the pitcher's mound. West Lafayette. Red Devils going to start over with Coach Aaron Wood. So the next batter is going to be Gutwine. Tyler Fox at first base. Sun going down. It's not too terribly chilly. Adjourn the meeting at the pitcher's mound. They'll bring it back around. And then they're going to work it right there. And stepping into bat is Gutwine. Hudson Gutwine, he's the 9 hitter. Where's number 9? Working out a stretch. Here's the pitch. Heavy swing. Good cut. Swing and a miss. No balls. One strike. Tyler Fox at first base. Tying run is Gutwine. He's at the plate. Working from a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 0-1. Ground ball up the middle. Fielded by a shortstop. Couldn't make the play. The transfer after the stop dropped the baseball there at shortstop. Manny Gaeta. Both runners reach safely. So still one out, and Owen Munn is going to step in. Owen Munn, where's number 12? He's going to step in right now. He's batting 414 in that right-handed batter's box. Here they're looking at signals out of the stretch. A long pier is a set position. First pitch to Munn. Outside of ball. That'd have been a slider. Broke away. Down goes 1-0. Owen Munn going to step back in. 12 hits on the season. That's the most of any night. Here comes a set. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Shortstop again. Manny Gaeta. Couldn't play that one. Tried to gator it. A hop went up. Got him on the forearm. The ball moves on the dirt to his left. So a couple of road service ground balls. And the Knights have bases loaded. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bornay going to get the line about halfway with Evan Deanhart there. Conversation. Evan Deanhart, right-handed batter's box. Evan Deanhart, two-hitter for the Knights. Knights have bases loaded. With one out, Evan Deanhart, right-handed batter. Evan Cook, right-handed pitcher. Out of the set, pitch comes in. Going to pop one into the grass, right side. Difficult play to make, and it's made by the second baseman, Julian Smith. He tosses it back in. That was a difficult type of venture. Had to move a long way out in the grass behind first base. three of them right there. They made him. Made it a difficult play for Julian Smith, but he makes the play. There are two outs. Next batter in the bat for the Knights, number 18, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell is going to step in. Evan Cook trying to collect himself. He'll step back in the rubber. Bases loaded, two outs. Out of the seventh. Outside of ball, there's a run. Going to get back to the screen on the wild pitch. Coming in to score from third base for the Knights. Is Tyler Fox. So the runners move up 90 feet. Knights have runners at second and third base. T.J. Bell, the batter for the Knights, a 1-0 count. We're now set. Here comes the pitch from Cook. Pitch comes in above the zone. Ball two. Just above the zone. Count goes 2-0. They're going to walk T.J. Bell. Intentional walk with a 2-0 count. There's another compliment to T.J. Bell. And or they just wanted a force out at any base. So next batter going to step in. It's going to be the four-hitter for the Knights. Ryan Strumer. T.J. Bell going to come off the base pad there. Supporting. I think he's trying to send out a pinch runner. Not quite sure. Nope. T.J. Bell's going to run for himself. And the Knights have bases loaded. Hudson Gutwein is at third base. Comes in outside of ball. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Turning the Staples out of the stretch. Evan Cook. Now the set. You'll check third is the pitch. Ball two, just off the plate. Two balls, no strikes. Working out a stretch, now the set, the 2-0 pitch. Further outside, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Ryan Schumer, probably no green light. And that's an understatement, maybe twice in a row. Here comes a set from Cook. The 3-0 pitch. Outside, ball four. Coming in from third base is Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein ties the ball game at six. Timeout on the field. Coach Aaron Wood is going to walk out, have conversation with Evan Cook. He's going to bring in a pitcher from the bullpen. Going to jog in, get some warm-up tosses. Evan Cook, what an outing. Evan Cook, boy, that guy has velocity, big time. Probably 85 mile an hour, I'm guessing, 80, 85, and a strong arm. So he's going to go with a relief pitcher here, and it's going to be number one, Carson Kitchell. Carson Kitchell, he's a member of the junior class. Carson Kitchell, he's got an ERA of 5.25. He's pitched 5 1/3 innings thus far. This is his fifth appearance. So he's pretty much used in short relief. This is appearance number 5. He has no starts. He's faced 28 batters. Total number of pitches are 89. And he's allowed 9 hits. He's allowed 4 runs. All 4 runs were earned. He's walked 3. He has struck out 4. One of those 4 struck out looking. A right-handed pitcher. He warmed up right there on the pitcher's mound. His infield, his friends behind him right there in the infield grass. So we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, putting in sports.com since 2008. ESPN Sports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball in the spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports And we thank you for tuning in and listening to PutMeInSports.com. Look at these final couple of pitches here. And infield's going to go back to their normal positions. I'm going to step in right now. It's going to be number 27, Ben Mazur. Bases are loaded. His final toss right there. That's number one, Carson Kitchell. Not sure if he's related to Ted or John. Could be. Stepping in, Ben Mazur. Two outs. Bases loaded. First pitch on the way from Carson Kitchell. He's peering in, looking at signals, now out of the set. First pitch to Mazur. Foul ball. Go back to the backstop. Maybe not quite as much velocity as Evan Cook. No, the pitch is down now with two outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Tie ball game at six. Just step off the back. Regather himself. They'll reflect signals from the dugout to Fisher Trotsky. And they'll reflect them right there to Carson Kitchell. Here's the pitch. Low. Going to work it laterally. All the runners staying put on their respective bases. Number 12, Owen Munn, is at third base. Owen Munn, Evan Dienhart, probably close to the same with their wheels. For the stretch now, the set. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Be a base hit inside the line. It's going to be a base hit for Ben Mazur. And an RBI, so coming in to score from third base, is Owen Munn. Final score, Central Catholic 7, West Lafayette 6. A good ball game. What a ball game. You got to see long balls, and you got to see good pitching. Tomorrow, we'll look for just the same. Tomorrow's game, West Lafayette Red Devils, they'll host Lafayette Central Catholic. That'll be a 5:30 start tomorrow on the 19th, and that'll be at West Lafayette. We hope you'll be there. If you can't be there, please tune in, and Put Me In Sports will be there. So we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.